Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Forknealis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Forknealis. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Maxwell scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. P. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive towards first. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Hegan scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Frank Bauman now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Martin, and towards Bowling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Kiely now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.